kids as we got older.
The Lapine City Council special meeting of Tuesday, October 13th, 2009 is called to order at 4:31 p.m. We will now have roll call. Starting with City Recorder, please.
City Recorder Danville.
Councilor Barbara Hedges.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
Councilor Del Morgan.
Mayor Kenny Shields.
City Attorney Jeremy Green on teleconference.
All right. Everyone is here. We do have a quorum.
Thanks, Wall, because we're getting to the Pledge of Allegiance.
Barbara, would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, the only item on our agenda is review and evaluation of city recorder compensation. And has anyone had ample time to read the information that Luana got to all of us? Her proposal for a pay increase. Would anyone like to start the discussion? Doug, since your mouth is full, no. Yes, anyone have anything?
I want to start by saying we definitely appreciate all the work that you do, Lana.
Thank you.
But, sorry.
No, I'm
dead. You're so cruel.
thank you. I have issues with some of the things in here, and I don't exactly know where to start.
I knew I got one of those.
So you've started your classes now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and are they held in Bend?
They're all over the place. I attended five of them at the League of Oregon Cities Conference while I was there. Got credit for those. Some are in Bend, some are in Redmond. There's some right here in Lapine. Mm-hmm. So it just depends. Yeah. I try to pick the ones I'm close at or already being there.
Well, that kind of ties into this. I would be interested in knowing about the classes, kind of having a report, you know, what you're taking and all of that and how it ties into everything. You've got a large list here of all the things that you have done.
Well, let me maybe just giving you an overview of what the classes are about might explain a little better of understanding. They it's 140 hours, and it is controlled and regulated by the League of Oregon Cities. It's a management certificate program. There's 40 people, at least, right now that are in it across the state. They have, you're required to take so many hours per, there's 10 core groups. One's finance, one's management, you know, there's different things. And you're required to have at least 10 to 20 credits from each one. Then they're specified. And as you take the classes, for instance, if there's only an hour and a half class, it's probably only going to give you 1.5 credits. So you have to take usually 2 or 3 classes to get through to get to those totals. But it gives you the whole range. You know, planning is part of it. It just gives pretty much the whole spectrum of what it's about. And so they pre-approve classes, so it keeps it all going for you and stuff. And a lot of the, almost all of the OLLI classes they have are part of that program, too.
So you're with other people while you take them?
Oh, yeah.
It's not online?
No.
Anything.
Not yet. I don't know what's, you know, this winter is pretty much going to be a halt because they've got 20 hours of supervision class, but it's in Eugene in the middle of December in two different weekends, and there's no way I can make that. But, so, you know.
I was going to ask, are there options then to make up? If, you know, are there other time frames when certain courses are held?
There will be. It's pretty much a, it may take longer. I was hoping to get through it by next spring, but it may take longer just because, well, I told you one of the courses I signed up for next week was canceled. They canceled the second one.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
You know.
So there's no absolute timeline on this or definite expectation of how long it would take to get through it. Just, okay.
But there may be.
If the weather's like last year, you could make it to Eugene.
But you might not make it back. You can get over there and not get back.
But anyway, that's what that whole process is about. So.
Okay. And how far into that are you now?
About a quarter of the way. I couldn't claim any of my prior work experience because I didn't have a specific job title or a job description, so I couldn't use any of that. I had to start from scratch.
So you don't have any classes that you took beforehand?
Got a couple last year. Yeah. The Lean class, I got credit for that. And then the conference last year, I got credit for some of those classes, but there's still quite a ways to go.
Okay. Well, so you started with some of my questions, Barbara, so thank you. Fidel?
Yeah, my only comment is that on your kind of like a benchmark, your three benchmark steps, I think should have been, I think I made this comment to you, should have been coincide with your benchmark, or you could have made benchmarks in your education. So this would have been kind of encompassing the work, the same expectations that we have of you. It should have encompassed, you know, I expect you to do this within your current description of your job. But then those benchmarks in your education would have been above and beyond. And that's my only comment.
I'm not going to be done. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that either.
Well. Okay, so let me make sure I'm understanding this. You were asking for additional pay increases of 50 cents each upon completion of each of these following three projects.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're saying if you're okay, if we don't look at it that way, just consider it part of your job, or is that, was that what you were getting at?
I would say that instead of making those 50 cents upon completion things, if those could be coincide with benchmarks that she's receiving in her further education.
Oh, I see.
Using the education points as the steps instead of...
As a part of what the training was.
Because there is a possibility, what if something doesn't happen?
Mm-hmm. Something might not happen here either.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Okay, so accomplishments or experience in lieu of some training, that sort of thing.
Okay. Yeah, like X amount of hours or X amount of classes or...
Okay.
Then at the completion of your management certificate, then you're at the 22.
So you would...
So that would be my goals.
Yeah.
Getting through that. As soon as I can.
You will keep us up to date and like a report of the classes that you do take. The one I'm interested in is the media relations.
We took it.
You have already.
Mm-hmm.
Because they offered that last June and then canceled it, and I really wanted to know about that.
We took it up at League of Oregon Cities. Mm-hmm. Adele and I both did.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite rough.
And I know that Luana got a lot out of it because she was telling me
about it. We're like a big old fat meatball. I was one of the volunteers.
They got filmed.
Councilor Ward.
You want to be increased to $18.50 an hour right now.
You want 50 cents an hour after completing 1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. I have no problem at all with just exactly what has to be reworked at the transient room tax process. What do you have to do?
That whole ordinance, you might want to step in on this, Jeremy. The ordinance is contradictory. It was our very first ordinance. It was, how do you say it, rough, you might say. And it is very hard trying to justify charging somebody late on their payments when it's not consistent.
You're saying it needs to be rewritten. Okay. So then you would be at the completion of number 3, you'd be at $20 an hour. And then you want to get kicked up to 22 an hour when you finish all of your schooling and everything. Okay. Now, I need to ask you a question. That is a fast forward question.
Okay.
And you have the right to say no comment.
Okay.
If the city council decides to hire a city manager, do you have any aspirations about applying for that job at this time? And you don't have to answer if you don't want to, because it's kind of a personal question, but it's just a question that I would like answered.
But you don't have to answer it if you don't want to.
Well, that's the purpose of the whole schooling. That was my goal.
That is your goal?
That is my goal.
To apply for the job of city manager?
Yes.
Okay.
And for our prior meeting, when I had asked about attending the schools, that would probably turn into the case.
Okay, well.
Did I answer that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Obligating anything?
Yeah. No, you don't have to obligate anything. No. As far as I'm concerned, what you have down here, I have no objection to whatsoever.
I do have one question. It hasn't been answered yet. I was kind of, I think maybe you and I were on the same track here, how you came to the 1850, but I'm coming up with 18. Were you doing the 50 cent increases every 6 months? Is that kind of how you came up with that?
No, I came up with that's what I want.
Okay.
Well, I'm being honest.
Well, that's what we're doing. At a prior meeting, we talked about maybe doing the 50 cent.
Yeah, pretty time consuming trying to figure out why you justify it, you know? So, but that's.
Okay, well, let me just throw this out to the council then. If you look at it figured that way, and you started July 1st, 2006, right?
15.
July 15th?
June 15th.
June 15th?
Yeah.
What did I say in 2006? It's 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm the city there. I'm way off here. You know, I need a new brain. Okay. Now my figures are way off. Okay. June 15th? Mm. Okay. Of 07. So that would be December 15th of 07 would be an additional 50 cents. In June 08, 50. December 08, 50. June 09, 50. So we're coming up, if we did it that way, we're coming up currently at a $2 increase, which would be at 17. I was feeling better about the way I had it figured earlier when I had an extra year thrown in there. That was $2. Okay, yeah, that was a question in my mind, was how you came up with the 1850. But regardless of how it was arrived at, and I like the answer because that's what I want.
Well, I'm being honest.
You
can throw any factors into that and change the whole thing around very easily, so.
Oh, sure. I don't think currently that $18, $18.50 would be out of line for the performance that you give us.
You're dedicated, you're a hard worker, you always have the city's best interests in mind, and one thing that always stands out with me with you is that you are a forward thinker. You always look ahead and see those roadblocks and stones in the road that we can trip over. So, you know, based on that, I don't have a problem with 18 or 1850, and I'm still thinking more like around 18, but I wouldn't raise a hissy fit if everyone says it has to be 1850.
So when do you think you would have these three things completed? The snow removal, the room cats process.
Oh, last night.
You didn't have this done in time for that.
Well, you, you do have a meeting this month on the snow, right? Okay.
With the contract.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I thought you were finished.
That's all right. I was just wondering if you were to complete these like the end of the year, then you would expect another $1.50 raise.
Yeah.
I would rather see these things done included in the 1850 or so, because it seems like it's part of your job now.
Okay.
You've been working on these things rather than have them extra.
It's implementing them after they have been passed by you.
Right.
I think the classes as a goal.
I think what we have to really seriously look at is not how much of a pay raise you get right away or how much of a pay raise you get in 6 months, but how much is your job worth? Is your job worth $18.50 to $22? And you're asking for $22 at the end. Okay, is it worth $22? It's worth more than $18.50, I can tell you that much. And it probably is worth $22 based upon what is happening in government all around us. The job is probably worth $22 an hour, and I would have absolutely no problem with that. I don't really have any problem with any of it. You're talking 3-step raises of 50 cents? Yeah, you're right. She's supposed to be doing these things. These things are supposed to, are currently part of her job right now. But those step raises could be a time step raise just as easy at 50 cents every 3 months or every 6 months or whatever would be determined.
Or merit increases.
Yes.
For work done, but there are still a lot of inconsistencies, and it seems that a lot of things perhaps you could give over to Patty and work on these larger things. I would like to see you address the city with a state of the city so that they know what is going on, have an idea of what we're working on and what our goals are, just to have you get out there and give them this information. Most cities do that. I don't know the mayor, city manager, who does it, but
that's a good idea.
You get the information from staff.
Yeah, so you usually see something like that, and I think that the public expects something like that, you know, instead of, well, what are you doing about this? We're working on it. You know, we need to really let them know how it's proceeding.
But remember, the more you're paid and the bigger a pay raise you get, the more we're going to expect.
And I think
because if we pay you more, okay, we're going to expect more. If we pay you the same, then we expect the same. That's, you know, I think that's only fair. If you want $18.50 plus, you know, up to $20 by the end of the year, then I would say that we expect a little bit more for the $20. Now, I'm not saying you have to come down here and slave 24 hours a day, but what I am saying is that if we're going to pay you more money, then you're going to have to do some more.
Yeah.
And I think that's only fair.
Are you currently paying overtime?
Mm-hmm.
as far as handing over more stuff to Patty, her plate's full. I mean, it is fuller now just from this week with Planning Commission stuff.
And it's not always full. This has been a rough meet. I've had months. I've had times when I'm not super, super full. But what I guess concerns me is that I haven't been involved in that staff meeting in ages. And stuff like that is kind of difficult for me because then I'm not always up to date on what's going on with the city.
A staff meeting?
The weekly staff meetings?
We have
too much of them.
I can't even remember the last time I was...
Well, and the reason is because we've had other people in our office. We can't be discussing things with Jeremy when we've got...
I thought we were going to do them in the afternoons on Monday after.
Well, and it hasn't happened. We're just going to start that. So.
Okay. And just we're getting a little bit off topic with that, but another...
I'm going to say that this month is unusual. I do have a little bit of time to make phone calls, to coordinate things. I do have that ability and I have that experience.
Okay, but look, the quick solution to that anyway is when you know you're going to have your conference call, you can always put a sign on the door and lock the doors.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the bookkeeper and working, Ken Kendall and working, you know. Mm-hmm. That's been a lot of our Monday mornings. And
okay.
That's why.
Well, then you
so
have
we are now,
you need to, yeah.
We are, right, Jeremy, scheduling for afternoons?
Right.
Okay, good.
So that and I like bring that up because those are the things that make me feel like I'm not quite part of the team, you know, which I felt when Jenny was meeting or I came in every Monday for those meetings and stuff.
Yeah, so how did you arrange it then?
So that's what you need to be relaying to me.
Well, I mentioned it to you yesterday.
Well,
to it a couple of times when we didn't have a staff.
Right. So, okay. We'll get there.
I did, and, you know, you left with the phone with Jeremy outside and, you know, I don't...
It's nothing personal. It's noise in the office.
How many days a week does the bookkeeper come
once
here?
She comes Monday morning.
And what days is the best for the staff meeting with the three of you?
Okay, I think we're getting off topic, and actually Patty and Luana and Jeremy can work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd like to break this up and so we can like make some decisions and then discuss other elements in here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was going to say something real quick. Getting back to what Barbara was saying, if I can pull this up in my brain again, about these things being, the items 1, 2, and 3 being part of the job and everything. oh, shoot, I had a thought back then. Now I'm not coming up with it. Also, that as she goes along and gets her training, that will increase her ability to do those. That's not what I was going to say. Never mind. I lost it.
Sorry.
That's okay. We're all discussing things here. So.
You need an in-head recorder.
I do. so you were saying?
Oh, no. So if we break up the request, then maybe we can take them one at a time. The first request being... that increase to 1850. The second request would be the retro pay. And then the third request would be the 50-cent increase and then the agreement of the $22 an hour after the government certificate.
Okay. The thing is, though, they sort of all kind of tie into together, some of them do, and that's kind of what I was working out in my mind earlier. The 1850 per hour. Oh, okay. Here's where I was going with that. As we heard from Luana that she's actually would be okay with figuring the 1, 2, and 3 as things that she should be doing. However, I think if I were going to include that, I was listening to what Councilor Ward said too, that he thinks she's worth every bit of that and even more right now. If I were going to go that route, I would be more inclined to just bump that up to $19 an hour now, knowing that Luana is going to be working real hard on getting these things done, and that we wouldn't be looking at any more increases until
The certificate.
The certificate. Except there's another part to that too. We could even give incremental increases based on how far she gets through her training. So that's a possibility too. Mm-hmm. Just to complicate things.
So would we, if it were 19, would we just start the increase from October 1st?
Jeremy, what are your recommendations on that? I think it's...
Yeah, the idea is that whatever the hourly wage increase ultimately is determined would apply effective today or tomorrow. The retroactive application of the wage increase technically would not be a retroactive wage application. It would be paid out as a kind of a one-time, you can call it performance-based bonus, you can call it whatever you want, but we would not characterize it as a wage increase retroactive to July 9th. The reason for that is overtime and various other issues.
Mm-hmm. So we would call it a bonus?
Yeah, you call it performance bonus, you could just call it whatever you want, just not a retroactive wage increase.
Mm-hmm. So at least it's money and she'd get it.
Be careful of what we call it. I don't think city governments give bonuses.
City governments can give bonus. There's nothing to prohibit a city from giving some type of performance-based bonus.
And bonus,
you could call it a merit.
But yeah, some
pay.
Merit pay, sure.
Exactly. Whatever you, it's the same thing. Substance over form here. You can call it whatever you want. The bottom line is, if you're going to go and apply it as if it would have been applied otherwise as of July 9th, my preference would be that for all intents and purposes, the wage increase would be effective tomorrow. And there would be a merit pay. There would be some type of performance or merit pay that would be given out that just coincidentally happens to coincide with you know, the 50% or the wage increase, if you will.
Okay. Counselors, any thoughts on that portion of it? Any more discussion?
I'm really uncomfortable with the bonus or the retro. Or what is the one thing that we don't have is the impact it has on the budget. We usually did that report with it.
There is $21,000, and I believe I had submitted this at our other meeting, on unemployment that the city is holding. We are almost to the point of getting past that. That was allocated also into the personnel.
Okay.
Personal
budget part.
Budget part. Yeah.
Okay, so then there is a $21,000 extra
sitting there. Yeah.
Okay.
That unless you plan on laying somebody off, it won't be touched. So the money is there. It's allocated in that category.
Oh, and that was allocated for in the someone. That we would lay someone off and then we would pay
the
that.
The city has to pay it. Yeah.
Right.
Because, and that option, just so you know, is coming up again in December, so then it will be starting to be paid through payroll and then it goes through the state.
Okay, so how much of that would we spend in this budget year? And then the second question is...
If you don't lay anybody off.
Unless we thought that's what that we were going to be paying the extra... monies that we had budgeted for your salary increase. Or am I misunderstanding?
I'm sorry.
Question.
Okay. So we don't have the budget impact. So we did budget for a salary increase. So where are you taking it from?
You did budget 7%.
Yes, we did.
And then, so how much more over is this?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I was going to bring the calculator. I forgot.
I don't know.
Jeremy.
But that was 7% for everything.
See, I think we need all that stuff so we can...
Well,
I had it at the first meeting, so.
I think it should normally be in the budget because people generally get raises. Mm-hmm. And it seems that we have something in there.
But this,
I can't remember right now.
This is different, though.
But there's $21,000 extra in the budget for unemployment. In that, that if it's not touched, it's still in the category. We don't go over category.
So help me understand what that has to do with your pay increase.
Well, you're the one that's worried about us going over budget. We won't go over budget.
I don't see that you're not okay.
Am I not
because
explaining?
We're using the unemployment category to compensate the whole category, right?
It's included in the whole category.
Oh, the whole category.
It's, just,
okay.
It's a line item in that.
In the whole
okay.
category.
So then we're kind of using that line to... Okay.
You might say that, yeah.
Well, now the one I'm confused.
It's just a matter of not going over budget in our category.
But what category are you trying to pull from?
It's trying to keep it all in our personal services. That there is enough money allocated in that category. Because we have also allocated $21,000 for unemployment, which hopefully won't be touched.
Yeah, but I don't think you base a determination as to whether or not there's sufficient funds on the likelihood or unlikelihood that you're going to tap into your unemployment line item.
Yeah, that does get a little...
Because that's something that is set up as a contingency. As a reserve, so that if in fact there is an unemployment situation, you've got appropriate funds upon which to draw from.
So let's get back to the actual payroll part of it, personal services. Do we have a handheld?
We have the budget book.
And the budget book, yes, thanks. Luana will be right back.
Oh, gosh.
This is so painful every single time. I hate it.
It's always painful.
If I remember right, Mrs. Benway, about 6 weeks ago, that we looked in the budget when Luana first started talking about a pay raise, mm-hmm. and there was sufficient extra funds in the personnel budget that we budgeted last year to cover a pay raise and still have money left over.
Well, that's what
I have that piece of paper. But I don't have it here. I mean, I have that at home because there was a budget report that showed that if Luana got a pay raise, and she was at that time asking for $22 or something, that there was sufficient money in the line items for payroll only, nothing else, that would cover the pay raise and still not exceed what we had in the current budget.
If
that's the case, then the pay raise has absolutely no reflection on the budget. We still have, we have the money without dipping into any other category. We still have it in payroll.
Right.
So as far as a budget situation goes, we have the money.
We need to verify that.
Well, yeah, we can.
Yeah, it should be in there because
I'm not
eligible for raises.
Yeah, because we budgeted all that back in last July. We budgeted for pay raises that never came about.
So
the money's still there. It didn't go anywhere.
Vicki Jackson, thank you for joining us. Glad to see you here. Well, good, I'm glad you're selling things.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we did talk about that, and I think one of the things that we came up with was that we didn't anticipate using a lot of overtime money too.
That's right. We got rid of that overtime thing.
Well, we have been paying overtime. Now the 7% that we figured. Roughly 7%, or allowed 7% for pay increases. Now that's figured already in the regular payroll amount of 65.5. Okay. And do you have your Your comparison, now your budget, your today budget comparison for where we are.
No.
Well, gee. That'd be helpful.
You know, this is a little spot that we have to work on some inconsistencies and the things like all of the budget that were quoted for overtime, that earned overtime, different things.
Barbara, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Some of the things that need to be worked on are the inconsistencies, like, what did I just say? yes, when it was coded in the budget as overtime and it wasn't, and being prepared like this. I know this wasn't expected to come up, but
But when you're asking for money or anything to do with money, we should have a budget impact report.
I did ask for money.
You did submit that, and I remember that we looked at it and decided there was funds in there to cover the pay raises, but I never thought about bringing that piece of paper.
No, I have the same recollection that we were confident that there was money, that there is money in the budget for that. So I'm not seeing that as an issue.
That doesn't, no, it shouldn't be. The money's there if we want to spend it. Mm-hmm.
So, does everyone, you're still uncomfortable with that?
No, I mean, I think we have a fiduciary responsibility to verify where the funds are coming from.
Okay.
I mean, and it's, you should, don't we have it on record? Can't you pull up the agenda packet for that day and just pull it from there?
For which day?
The day that you asked for your raise.
Yes.
Whichever day that was, I don't remember.
Wasn't it July 9th?
Yes.
No.
After another meeting.
Subsequent to that.
Man, my short-term memory's kicking in again.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, I'll go back.
Well, it should have been actually prepared with what we have and where it's coming from when you ask for that much or for any, you know.
Well, it was presented, but it was presented a couple of months ago, and now we don't have the papers in front of us to verify it because nobody thought of it.
So the unemployment isn't something that has to be touched.
I wouldn't recommend you don't want to be doing that kind of stuff. That's what got Ben to the big trouble.
Okay, excuse me. Let's try this. Assuming the budget can support it, would everyone be comfortable with the $19 an hour? And considering the items 1, 2, 3, although there are significant accomplishments, still considering them just part of the job, so we don't have the 50-cent increases for each of those. We just understand that that's part of the job.
So then we would be, so the difference of that would be 50 cents an hour, right?
I think that's actually kind of hard to say, because you can't, it's kind of hard to tell them what the difference is. The total difference we know, but over what time period we don't know, because we don't know how long it's going to take to complete those.
It was my budget impact statement last time down there, which basically
you mean to these three topics.
We're reading, Jeremy.
Yes, and what are you reading? I'm sorry.
The budget impact. Do you want me to read it?
If you don't mind.
Our budget allowed for 7% raise from July 2009 to June 2010, This is substantially less than the 2008-2009 budget year. As the city manager was earning $55,000 for the year, which was not all used because of her departure. My proposal will still keep with the personal service budget under amount allocated, as total wages were budgeted at $68,500. The city also has a $21,000 budgeted for unemployment, which will likely not happen.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she had the budget impact figured, and the budget could handle that. At the previous proposal, which is less than what we're which was more than what we're considering now in the same time frame.
So it should be covered.
It's easily covered.
Yeah. Right. But what she did say in the beginning was that we were going to be covering it with the 21,000 unemployment.
She didn't say that. She said that. It's there.
It's there. Yeah.
So, okay.
And the further through the budget year we get, the less likely we'll even use it. So,
okay, but that's really kind of a moot point anyway, because with this proposal we wouldn't.
We don't want to use it anyway.
No, don't want to. We wouldn't have to anyway.
We have the money in the other line. There's no sense dipping into the side.
Okay, so we've established that the money is there. Now, what sort of pay increase are we going to get?
Can I have that paper back? It's an original Miles. And that one too.
I would be satisfied with 19 if we could have more of a report on what goes on. Like when you go to the association with municipal recorders, could we be told, you know, that you went there and kind of a report on that, or these other meetings that influence your work? Or is that not something that's generally done?
I mean, is an update of the courses?
Right, and kind of an update of what you went to over the weekend, so that those of us who didn't go would be able to know what went on.
Do that tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow's meeting.
Yeah.
I have it ready to.
Okay. Yeah.
All
right.
Yep, I'm on it.
Good.
Can you still hear about Beth, Jeremy?
Periodically.
Oh. All right, and
Beth,
so
maybe you want to scoot over here a little bit more.
More to the phone.
So, then we could consider back to July has a merit pay, because bonuses have a bad meaning.
Well, and I will, in light of Adele's concerns, I'm going to double check to make sure that that's the appropriate way to structure it as well. I think, obviously, in light of, and I haven't completed the math, but I think it's better to be safe than sorry. It won't take me very long to double check and make sure we don't have any. I'm more concerned about the application to our budget, as well as the application to state budgeting laws that might limit our ability to characterize it as some type of merit or performance-based bonus.
Okay.
But I will research it nevertheless, and if there are prohibitions in place, or ultimately we construe that for whatever reason we can't give her this pay retroactive July 9th, so be it. You know, it is what it is. In other words, if we're limited by law in paying it, there's nothing we can do, and I think Luana would understand that.
Well, I know that the state gives out merit pay in between pay increases. So,
well, and I know, I'm fairly confident that, fundamentally speaking, bonuses can be made, but what I don't know is whether or not there's any steps that we would have to take as a prerequisite to making those types of merit-based payments to an employee.
All right.
Does that make sense to everyone?
It does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we're we're talking a raise of $19 an hour starting tomorrow.
Correct.
Okay, and a retroactive, whatever we want to call it, to bring the last from July to now, to bring that up to $19. We're scratching off the 50 cents on these three items, but we're still looking at a $22 an hour total pay package at the end of completion of all your classes. Is that correct?
That was a good summary. Thank you, Doug.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes, I don't is really that? Like to have that included in this, though. The increase to $22 an hour after the completion. Maybe just say a pay raise, not put a figure to it.
Because why? If I don't mind my asking.
Because, I don't know, things just change. It could be 25.
I'm gonna try and put some words in your mouth here. You're thinking that as she's going through these courses, you would like to see how it's improving her performance, and we get pay raises accordingly.
Right.
I don't see a problem with that, because I'm pretty sure that you're going to earn them.
How about at a minimum? Well, that way it guarantees me something to look forward to without, you know, and going through the classes. And twofold, it guarantees to the council, too, that is what I'm continuing to work towards. And if I know that it will be this, and, you know, then it's a comfort zone for me.
Or so, you know, that a raise will be considered.
I was going to say, yes, Barbara, one way to deal with it would be to identify that upon obtaining the certification, that the city council would agree to revisit the salary increase and determine whether or not it's appropriate, in the city council's sole discretion, to give her that $22 an hour rate.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Or any such other amount, it could be higher.
Oh, sure. No, I mean, I would leave it open-ended, obviously.
Yeah.
Because, frankly, maybe you want to give her more. I don't know. But I like the idea of not locking the city council in a box.
Right.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds... Luana's nodding her head.
And what we could do is, it sounds like we're kind of reaching a consensus. Ultimately, I think we write it up in a memorandum like Luana has presented here, and we have the city council sign off on it.
Well, we only for that one item. I have some other comments. I'm not in favor of the retro or the bonus in this climate of everyone getting laid off and people having trouble finding jobs and what have you. I just don't think this is the climate for a bonus or anything like that. So then to compensate that, to bring that figure from 19 to either 19.50 or 20. And then
I'm not comfortable with over 19.
Okay.
So Adele, if I may, so that I understand what you just said, you'd like to start her out effective tomorrow at $19 an hour with no, using this term loosely, retroactive application of the increase, is that correct?
No. 19.50, I said.
I'm sorry, one more time?
19.50,
okay.
He got it.
The first thing that we went over this before, Adele, maybe you don't remember, Luana should have gotten pay increases in the past. We've been just kind of letting time go by without her paying any attention and giving any consideration to this.
Can I stop you there?
Sure.
I don't want you to say that she should have received the pay increases, because that suggests that...
Right, and I thought that as soon as I said it, too.
There was no commitment from the city to ever give any employee any lockstep pay increases.
Right. Let me rephrase that and say that it's my personal opinion or my thought or desire that she should have gotten pay increases. That's just my personal thought.
Anyway,
I'm so you're in favor of the lump sum payment of, and call it a bonus?
Yes, I am.
That's only 50 cents an hour, isn't it, for
I think so.
Retroactive hours?
How do you figure that?
What's your pay rate right now?
$2.
$16.05.
So you're talking the difference between 16.05, call it 16, and 19, that's $3 an hour.
But let's get back to what Doug said earlier. What we need to look at is Lorna's value to the
what
state.
She's worth, yes.
Yeah.
But remember, if we give you this pay raise, we will expect a lot more out of you, too.
Well, and you have to remember, though, I'm only allowed to do so much. I don't have authority to spend, which still requires...
Well, no, but
there's still things
to... That's basically not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is sending a press release to the newspaper that we have not been doing, and I know there's reasons for it. But maybe if you get an extra $3 an hour, you can find time to send a press release to the newspaper once a month. That's what I'm saying when I say we would ask you to do more.
Right.
I don't think we're not asking you to do something that you're not qualified to do. Just some of these little things that have not been getting done because of whatever. If we're going to give you $3 an hour, I'm going to expect you to figure out how to do it.
Okay. Right.
I mean, that's... Yeah, I think that's only fair.
And as she moves along through the courses that she's taking, these are things that will be covered, too, these kind of things that are expected. And
it's time management.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you know, expected, of course, that we will start seeing those things.
Luana?
Jeremy?
If they were to agree to the, again, retroactive pay...
Uh-huh.
How much money are they talking about?
Probably 2 weeks' pay.
Which
just an extra
what?
Paycheck.
What is that amount, Luana?
About $1,200 or
$1,300,
maybe.
Okay. In lieu of applying that's retroactive, and somewhat along the lines that Adele suggested, what about in order to avoid any potential issues, we simply reflect that amount in her wages going forward, if you're following me. So Adele suggested 1950, not going retroactive. What about doing something in that fashion?
That sounds good to me. It sounds a lot better than the other one, which was, what, $22?
Jeremy, what do you estimate that an hour amount to be?
Well, we have to do the math. And I don't have a calculator in front of me. It's something. Do either of you have, Luana? Do you have a calculator?
Yes.
Can you compute it for us?
I may have my.
In all fairness, it's something that could be paid over a 12-month period.
True.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It ultimately lessens the amount that the city pays immediately.
So
and it spreads it out over a period of time.
I see.
Right.
And we avoid having me to spend a half hour or 20 minutes or whatever it might be looking into making sure that we don't have any prereqs. And if we did have prereqs, that would mean additional time, both from the city council and me, to make sure that infrastructure is in place.
Okay, 50 cents, figure that based on a year's hours... which is 2,080, which is standard number, it came out to $1,040 at 50 cents an hour.
Okay.
Over a year's time.
And you're talking $1,200. I mean, that's, you mentioned $1,200.
When you said a paycheck about $1,200 to $1,300, that's what you're referring to?
Yeah. Give her a day off.
50 cents would be a little short.
Okay, so maybe the one
I was figuring that on $2.50, not $3.
$2.50, I lost you there.
Yeah, $18.50.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you figure on $18.50, but again, what I'm saying is you take that amount, you divide that amount, and I think what's probably be appropriate is dividing that amount through the balance of this fiscal year. I'd rather not go into the next fiscal year. So divide that amount by the amount of time that we have left remaining this fiscal year, and then we pay that amount to you over that period of time.
Okay.
So you would get the same, you would actually get the same amount of money instead of one lump.
Exactly.
You would get it spread out over the next, what are we looking at, 8 months?
You're exactly right.
Okay.
And so effectively, and I'm just pulling things out of the air, I'm thinking that's going to be, about a little over $19 an hour, is that right?
Yeah.
That's a little shy. It's a little over
$19.50. A little over
$19.50? Yeah. Are you in math, Liz?
Sometimes. Well, I don't have short-term memory loss.
Good.
Like I did today.
Okay.
Could we do $19.50 and then give her a couple of extra days off?
I'd rather not go there, Barbara.
Okay.
I'd rather not go in any type of compensatory time.
All right.
I'd like to keep it clean, and I think we keep it clean by just giving her a simple salary increase, based on whatever the results of this calculation are. It runs through the end of the fiscal year, and then the understanding is going forward that when she obtains her certification, we will all get together, just like we did today, evaluate her performance. I mean, heck, we could even do it in conjunction with her next annual performance review. We can evaluate her performance, see what additional attributes she's bringing to the city, and then determine whether or not there's another bump that's necessary or appropriate.
Good idea. Well, Lana, how do you feel about $19.50 and no bonus?
If it comes out to, it may come out more. I don't know.
Okay. Let's just round it up and say maybe it's going to be $20. How do you feel about that compared to what you say here, 18 and a bonus?
$18.50.
Whatever.
Okay. The only concern I can see that could be a problem is at the end of the fiscal year when that is used up, then what do I go to?
Well,
do I go back down?
No.
You know what? That's your salary.
That would be your salary, whether or not you got the additional pay raise or not. That $20 would never go down.
Okay.
That is your pay raise.
That's your pay raise. Okay. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Yes or no?
Works for me.
Huh?
If it's going to continue, I would like $19.50.
Well, Jeremy has to do the math to make sure we get the right. It might be $19.50, it might be $19.65, it might be $20.
Right.
So I'm just saying $20 is a round number.
Yes.
It can adjust between the two.
So in order to figure that, then that is based on $19 an hour. That $2.95 difference for the hours that I had worked between July 9th and today.
That's correct.
Right. That's what we want to come down to, is what we want your actual hourly pay to be and still cover the other.
Yes.
However that pencils out, so what do we want your hourly wage to be? $19 or $19.50?
So, again, I see what you're saying, Luana. You're wanting to know what number will be used when coming up with the difference.
Yes.
And I think what I heard from the city council is for purposes of that calculation, that's not going to be the $19.50 figure, the $20 figure. That's going to be the $18.50 figure. Otherwise, we're going to be paying a lot more than what we would have normally paid if we were to give you this merit-based bonus.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So we're basing it on $18.50.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So then the difference between $18.50 and $16.05.
$2.45.
Multiplied by the number of hours and the number of weeks that we have is exactly how much more she's got to get a pay raise to.
You got it.
Simple as that.
That's it.
And that's probably going to be pretty close to $20.
Okay. Is that going to work for you anymore?
Yeah.
And it's not inclusive of overtime, again. It's just a straight $18.50, Luana. City Council, I'm assuming that's what their position is.
Yeah. I lost you.
I'm saying that we don't want you to go back and look at your pay for that period and then add on overtime, we're looking at a raw figure of $18.50 for purposes of this calculation.
How? Between $16.05 and
from the hours that I worked?
Yeah, so.
Just straight hours.
Straight hours.
Not counting the overtime hours, not counting the holidays.
Right, because we're just trying to make you whole. That's it. We're not trying to pay you more than what you'd otherwise receive.
Okay. I think my straight hours was 556 hours during that time.
556?
So figure 550 hours.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you can get the actual figures. We want to go with actual figures.
I do.
So, what's important is what we want to do, and you can get the actual figures.
So I'm going to try to summarize this. This will be summarized in a memorandum that will be presented to the City Council for actual approval. What we're going to do is we're going to apply her salary. Actually, it'll technically commence when it's approved. So at this point, Luana, I'm seeing that this memorandum would be approved not tomorrow, but the following City Council meeting. The salary increase would be effective at that said City Council meeting, or at the following day, and it would consist of a rate that is determined based on the results of our calculation concerning the gap in days from July 9th to the date of adoption that would capture the lump sum, what would normally be the lump sum payment over the balance of the fiscal year. That would be your hourly rate, if you will, from that date going forward until it's increased or decreased. Okay. Did I articulate that clearly enough?
It was very clear.
So there will be technically no retroactive application.
Correct.
Now, does that satisfy you? Are you probably looking at close to $20 an hour? You're going to have to wait 2 weeks longer to get it, but that can't be helped. So is that...
But those 2 weeks will be added.
Okay. You're still going to get the money, no matter. You just have to wait 2 weeks longer.
Yeah, okay.
Is that acceptable to you?
Yes.
I think her mom's after her. She needs it now.
Adele, any further comments?
No, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, very good idea.
So I'd like to throw something else out there, if I may, something I spoke briefly with Luana and Kitty earlier today, and that is, it appears to me, in trying to help or assist Luana with the preparation of her job description, that Luana, at this point, may well be properly characterized or classified as an exempt employee, and all of you may know what that means, but effectively, if she's a salaried exempt employee, she would no longer be in a position where we have to pay her overtime. And frankly, that could save the city quite a bit of money. I had Luana quickly identify how many hours of overtime she has accumulated from July 1st, and it seems that she's accumulated 26.5 hours, which translates into just shy of $640 of additional compensation. And so what I would propose is that we, if in fact I confirm she's an exempt employee under the Oregon and federal wage and hour laws, that we classify her as exempt and pay her a salary of the amount equal to her hourly rate.
Okay. And obviously you spoke with Jeremy about this earlier, that would be, you'd be willing to go that route?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Makes life easier.
Well, it does, yeah.
And it will save the city some money.
Okay, so...
Sounds good.
You'll get back to us with both of those?
Yeah, actually, I'll get back to you on the exempt status the same time we have the memorandum adopted.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, you're talking about a salary based upon rough and dirty $20 an hour.
You got it.
Okay.
So, simply stated, we multiply $20 an hour by how many hours a week she's working, which is what, 35, Luana? Is it 35, Luana?
35?
How many hours a week do you work?
Don't get overtime working 35 hours.
No, I'm asking for, I know your overtime doesn't kick in until you exceed 40, but I'm asking, what's your normal work schedule? What's your normal?
40.
40, okay.
Yeah.
So, 40 by 20. So...
No, Actually, you take 2,080 hours and divide it by 12, and that your average monthly hours is 173 and a third.
So that translates roughly into about $3,200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm pulling it out of here, but
3,466.
Okay, pretty darn close.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're getting what, about 28 right now a month? Right in there. So you're looking at about a $600 a month pay raise.
Jeremy, does this mean we can demand that she go to twice as many meetings?
Without compensation?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I don't think we need to place any more demands on Lorana than what we know she's going to be doing anyway. She's a hard worker. We're just going to have to smack you, Barbara.
So are we going to wait for you to bring something to the council in concrete, Jeremy?
Well, I think if I'm you, I'd like to see it in writing. And yes, if that's okay with you, I will present this in a formal memorandum, which Luana will approve in advance, that describes the exact terms and conditions that we've discussed here this evening.
And that will be on the 28th of the month?
Yeah, whenever our next city council meeting is.
Right.
Well, I mean, not counting tomorrow.
Right. Not counting tomorrow, correct.
Either 28th.
That's fine.
We can't expect that on the 28th.
You have my word.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so Jeremy, all you need then is council consensus to proceed as...
Give him direction.
Directed, yeah. Okay. The council, everyone, you
yes.
Concurs with that?
Yes.
Well, let's do this one by one. Councilor Hedges?
Yes.
Concurrence?
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Mullane, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Jeremy, you are so directed.
Very good, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And does anyone you have any further comments or questions, Jeremy?
Oh, you know I have plenty, but I'll spare all of you. I do have something off topic, if I may very quickly share.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Make it quick. We got another meeting to go to 6 o'clock.
I will. Are all of you up to speed on what's going on with the lighting project agreement?
No.
Yes.
Okay, well, the lighting project agreement currently has been and is in Mid-States Court. It's been over there for more than a month, and we are waiting for some solid feedback from Mid-States Legal Counsel concerning whether Mid-States even going to go forward with this project, and B, under what terms and conditions. I will spare you all the details, but suffice to say, last week I spoke with Mid-States Legal Counsel for the first time after approximately 4 weeks or 3 weeks, and he informed me that apparently there was a lack of communication between the mid-level executives at Mid-State and the higher-level top executives at Mid-State. Apparently, the top executives had no idea that Mid-State was committing to working or completing this project until approximately a week or two ago.
Jeez.
So we have spent, just so you know, quite a bit of time and, frankly, legal fees getting this project to where it is today, and it might not go through. The attorney didn't give me really any explanation as to why Mid-State might not want to go through with it. I told him very clearly that do not let the project be stifled or stumble over the terms of the agreement, because I will work with you. We are committed to working with you to making sure all the partners have terms and conditions that are reasonable. We are in support of this project, and we just need to know what you need. And his response was, well, you know, good, that's great, but understand that Mid-State might not even want to, you know, complete this project to begin with.
Oh, boy.
Well, if they don't want to complete it, then they need to tell you that so we can move forward.
Well, he was supposed to get back to me, the attorney, yesterday. Of course, he didn't. And so if I don't hear from him by the middle to latter part of next week, I will send him a friendly email reminder asking for a status report.
And if they back out of it, you can send Mid-State what it costs us for your time to have nothing done because they held it up. Maybe they can pay the bill.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Yeah, really.
I just wanted you to all be aware of what's going on because, you know, again, we have not dropped the ball. We have diligently prosecuted the completion of this project, unfortunately, potentially to no avail.
Okay, well, Gene, thank you for that good news, Jeremy.
Great.
We actually need to get out of here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was able to go through all of that.
Do you want we'll see how it all turns out. So, I think that concludes all the business we have now.
Yes.
I'll call for a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor, or the roll call vote.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Lane, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes. Meeting is adjourned at 5:42 p.m. Thank you.